establishing evidence. Throughout the trading keys, you're going to pull out things that are happening or have happened to yourself, to others that you've traded with in life, and to things that you've inherited in your DNA, or even the actions your parents or someone in your family has done. Now, understanding the courts of heaven, I'm not going to cover it through here with the evidence. What I will say to you, tracking and tracing evidence is quite interesting. What I have found is that the Holy Spirit, doesn't matter who you are, will impress on you something, a word or some information. You think, why am I thinking about that? What does that matter? So when you start in establishing evidence in the courts of heaven, little wee snippets of information are going to come forward in your member, which is your physical body. In your member, you've got three parts, which I talk about it as your trichotomy. Other people can talk about it as your member. So when you think as a member, you've got your flesh, you've got your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotion, and then you've got your spirit. So your three parts. So in your member, you might have a quickening about something, or you might have a conversation with a relative, or a memory of work, or where there's hatred or bitterness or unforgiveness, or something that was unfulfilled in your life, a commitment, or a situation where it got twisted and you were accused of something and it wasn't true. So establishing evidence logs is a really simple thing. You pretty much have a topic. You put a date that topic started, and then you've got place to put bullet points of different topics to remind you of the conversation you've had with yourself, the experiences you've had. And over a period of time, when you go through the trading keys and do the research and make some declarations in your life, Holy Spirit will bring out that which is hidden in your member. Now, that can be hidden in places like your mitochondria. It can be hidden in your DNA cells. It can be hidden in your blood. And that's where sickness and disease is manifested from. Now, God doesn't ask us to hold on to all of our gunk in our trunk. He wants us to get rid of it. And that's why he asks us to come and repent and bring those things to him. It's not because he's a demanding God. But what it is the fact that he knows what the enemy is going to do to us at a soul level and trap us. And he's the entities of the second heaven are all about entrapment, to entrap you into something so you can transgress. And they feel they're like, you know, they're pushing you into a corner where you feel you've got no room to move. And I myself have gone through lots of stuff like that. So as my revelations came through and Holy Spirit spoke to me of my own personal stuff, I realized that this isn't just a me story. This is a story for many people. And when you look at the evidence log, when you print the template out, it's pretty clear to see. You use it both sides and you just record notes down. And don't worry about too much detailing. Just put the key points down. Because when we get together, if you're a DIY student, well, then we'll get together on the fact of by email. But if you're a discovery hearing student where you've brought the workbooks, on the Zoom calls, you will bring your evidence logs and you'll ask me a question. If you've got something and you're not sure, then you can bring that question to the Zoom call. And from there, that's where Holy Spirit will impart upon you some more intel or information to assist you to break off the bondage that your soul is under. And that could be either your mind, your will, or your emotion, or all three. It might be a bondage that your physical body is under. So that could be sickness, disease. It could be something to do with relationships and people. Could something to do with you might have doors open in your life and you don't have the Holy Spirit. And therefore you've got the whole of the conglomerate of the spirit world. Now the spirit world, it contains every aspect of mythology that existed before we existed. As in you and I today. So genealogy. So you'll see there's a book of the giants in the trading keys. So we cover off the overshadowing when people feel like they've been also led down the garden path and they're not making decisions for themselves and then they regret their decisions. So the evidence logs is about just detailing, and it doesn't matter how many you have. But as long as you number them and you track and trace them, meaning evidence log number 1 and then evidence log number 60 or 50 or 30 or 55 or 19 might coincide and cross knit. And that's how the tapestries work in the supernatural. So the track and trace on the right-hand side of the evidence log is just for you to cross-reference, so you're not having to double writing things up. And it makes it incredibly fast, because when we go into the physical courtroom on the event day that we do that, when we come together as a group, the Holy Spirit moves so fast, and it's like boom, 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 boom. And it's a phenomenal experience to have. And you actually can feel things move off. And as a group, you can just see, feel the intensity of the amount of angels that turn up to an event. Because we've all got our, you know, our angels that travel with us. But there's also an enormous amount of pressure from the pressure cooker department of the second heaven. And that never bothers me, because we've already won before we go to court. You just need to know that you've already won. When you go into the courts of heaven, you never lose. Out of all the cases I've done, I've only ever had one case. One case. And that's a story and a half on its own. So I really am excited to maybe talk with you on Zoom. And hopefully this helps you out in the DIY detectors on how to actually start to work with the material and build a case. You're your own private detective over your own life, and you're actually going in and looking at all the dirt, the grit, the grime across all generations. One of my cases for myself went back 70 generations. The evidence stacked up, blew my mind. But when the evidence came through, it made sense. It made perfect sense to me. So don't be afraid. Bring your questions. Be really bold in this. You know, if you want to clean up this, and it only takes one person to go into the courts of heaven to change the trajectory of a bloodline. It's quite incredible. So hopefully I get to see you and meet you, and I bless you.